This is Rhema for today.
See, we hadn't got there. We were bound for it. We thought that the promised land is a type of heaven. But the promised land is not a type of heaven. It couldn't be. Because when Israel crossed over Jordan into Canaan's land, they were cities to take. They came up against Jericho the first thing. There were giants in the land. They had to subdue the land. They had to possess the land. When you get to heaven, you won't have to possess anything. You've already got it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his classic teaching, How to Possess the Land, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
We're going to look at the same portion of Scripture we've been looking at and go just a little further in our discussion. First of all, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul writing to the church at Corinth and says, Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all of our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea and did all eat the same spiritual meat and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. Now to skip down to the 11th verse. Now all of these things, talking about Israel coming out of Egypt, being baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, all of these things happened unto them for ensamples, or that is examples, and are written for our admonition. They happened as ensamples or examples unto us and are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. Hallelujah. So what happened to Israel, as he said here, happened as an ensample or example for us and is written for our admonition. Now, Egypt is a type of the world, type of sin. Thank God through the new birth we come out of Egypt. We come out of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Then he said here they were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, talking about Red Sea. We're baptized unto Christ in water baptism. Amen. That's as far as a lot of people go. But there's a whole lot more out there waiting for them. God promised them a land. We call it the promised land. We Baptists used to sing every single time we went to church. I know that first church I pastored started pastoring as a teenager. 85% of us were Baptists. We sing it every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Thursday night. Thursday night is our weeknight service. We never went to church and we didn't sing on Jordan's stormy banks. I stand and cast a wistful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. Oh, who will come and go with me? I'm bound for the promised land. See, we hadn't got there. We're bound for it. We thought that the promised land is a type of heaven. But the promised land is not a type of heaven. It couldn't be. Because when Israel crossed over Jordan into Canaan's land, they were cities to take. They came up against Jericho the first thing. There were giants in the land. They had to subdue the land. They had to possess the land. When you get to heaven, you won't have to possess anything. You've already got it. When you get to heaven, there won't be any cities to take. There won't be any giants in the land. They won't be any battles to fight. No, Canaan's land is the possession of born again, baptized in water believers. And most folks have never got there. As far as they got is up to Kadesh. Amen. And most of them still wandering in the wilderness. Well, now I want you to notice what God said, and it's an example unto us and a type. Look into the 11th chapter of Deuteronomy, and we'll look at some scripture we looked at before, and we'll go on, and then we'll look at some of it in a little different angle. Notice that the 8th verse, he said, therefore you shall keep all the commandments as I command you this day, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land. Hallelujah. Whither ye go to possess it. Well, you see, when you get to heaven, you won't have to possess it. You're already there. Amen. But you have to go in and possess this land. Notice what he said about this land. The next verse. And that ye may prolong your days upon the earth. That means live a long time. Which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Thank God this spiritual land is flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. Now look at the next verse. For the land whither thou goest in to possess it. See, he keeps talking about, that's the third time he's talking about you possessing it. Notice the next verse. But the land whither you go in to possess it, that's the fourth time he mentions possessing it, is a land of hills and valleys and drinketh water of the rains of heaven. Hallelujah. Now I want you to notice that he also said, I will give unto you the rain of your land. That's 14th verse now. In due season, the first rain and the latter rain. Sometimes it's called the former rain. Sometimes it's called the earlier rain and the latter rain. That thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. Notice in the 21st verse, that your days may be multiplied. And the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Hallelujah. Notice the 24th verse. Every place whereon the soles of your foot shall tread shall be yours. Hallelujah. Notice the 29th verse, right in the middle of the verse. Unto the land whither thou goest to possess it. How many times has he talked about possessing? Notice in the 31st verse. For you shall pass over Jordan and go in to possess. I believe that's the sixth time in this chapter. And that's not all the chapter. It mentions possess, the land. Which the Lord your God giveth you. And ye shall possess. That's the seventh time. Possess it and dwell therein. Well, what is Canaan's land a type of? Canaan's land, see, it's in samples, examples, written for our admonition. The promised land is a type of the baptism of the Holy Ghost and divine healing and all of our rights and our privileges in Christ Jesus. But you see, so many church people, even people who've been really born again, baptized in water. They got up to Kadesh Barnea and they haven't gone into the promised land yet. And they live the entire life and never get into the promised land. Well, they said, if God wants me to have the Holy Ghost, he'll give it to me. Like I said, that's ignorance gone to seed. No, you've got to go in and possess it. If the Lord wants to heal me, he will. I'm just waiting on him. Well, I'll add, you're wasting your time. He's waiting on you to come on in and possess the land. All the blessings of God are here. Everything that he's provided for us is here. But every place that the sole of your foot shall tread on. If the sole of your foot doesn't tread on the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you won't be baptized in the Holy Ghost. If the sole of your foot doesn't tread on healing, you won't be healed. If the sole of your foot doesn't tread on long life, he said your days will be multiplied. Then they'll be short and you'll be cut off. But thank God every place the sole of your feet shall tread upon shall be yours. Hallelujah. It's up to you to possess it. I think sometimes some of these folks think that these things will just fall on them. Well, if they belong to them, if they're ours, they'll just fall on us like ripe cherries off of a tree. No, they won't. It don't work that way. Amen. Amen. Do you ever stop to think about even the new birth and being delivered from the world and from sin? There was a Godward side and a manward side. God provided it, but you had to possess it. Amen? Amen. Do you ever stop to think about it? That the new birth, the remission of sins, belongs to the worst sinner you know just as much as it belongs to the best saint you know. I want to say that again because it's true. I said the new birth, the remission of sins, belongs to the worst sinner you know, the worst criminal you know, the man on death row that's about to be executed. The new birth and remission of sin belongs to him just as much as it does you. Well, if it belongs to him, how come he ain't got it? Well, he doesn't have it because either he don't know about it and hasn't heard what belonged to him and what's his, or else he heard it and rejected it and didn't go in and possess it. By the same token, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the fullness of the Spirit, and we could go on into the gifts of the Spirit, the manifestations of the Holy Ghost, belongs to us, belongs to the whole church. Why don't we possess them? Well, we either don't know about them, haven't heard about them, or else we just stopped up short and the soles of our feet hadn't tread upon it. Come on in and possess your land. Come on in and possess your land. Praise God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin CD entitled The Secret to My Success. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Seed Thoughts Devotional. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's book entitled Expect. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Camp meeting coming up.
Yes, in July. You might want to mark it on your calendar or go to rhema.org/CM and find out all about it, because it's a great time.
That's
And the reason I'm talking about it now, so that you have time to make your plans and get here.
Yes, and we have events for the children as well as for the youth.
That's right.
It's an awesome time to get refreshed for the whole family.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, How to Possess the Land. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.